And finally, a group of Tennessee journalists honored last Friday represent several hundred years of reporting experience. Now reporter Sean Enfinson says their tireless efforts to keep us informed will be remembered for more years to come.
The new Hall of Fame will include all aspects of modern-day journalism.
Six of Tennessee's pioneering print and broadcast journalists were inducted into the new Tennessee Journalists Hall of Fame last Friday. The Hall of Fame will be located at Middle Tennessee State University in the Mass Communication Building Center for Media and Innovation. Among the inductees was Chairman Emeritus of the Tennessean, John Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler was the longtime editor and publisher of the Tennessean, the first editorial director of USA Today, and founder of the First Amendment Center at Vanderbilt University.
I've interacted in one way or another with all the people with whom I'm being honored today. So it is for me a special day.
Siegenthaler was joined by fellow print journalist Dean Stone, editor of the Maryville, Tennessee Daily Times, and Bill Bryant Jr., third-generation publisher of the Paris, Tennessee Post-Intelligencer. Broadcast news was also well represented in this distinguished group of veteran journalists. With over 40 years in the business, Chris Clark retired from WTVF-TV, having earned his reputation as one of the most respected anchors in Nashville. He currently teaches advanced news reporting at Middle Tennessee State University. Always in good humor, Clark had this to say.
I can't help but feel somebody's made a mistake. So I think the best thing I can do is just grab this award and get off the stage as quick as I can. Thank you very much for this. Very high honor. Thank you.
Surrounded by her fellow inductees, three-time Emmy Award winner Ann Holt of WKRN-TV imagined how her dad might have summed up the occasion.
If my father could be here with us today, he would say, "Girl, you're in tall cotton."
Accepting the honor for nationally recognized WSM-TV anchor Dan Miller was his wife, Karen. Miller died in 2009. Coinciding with the Hall of Fame ceremony was an award ceremony for outstanding students in mass communication. Award-winning student Jonathan Radford says seeing his mentors receive this recognition was an inspiration.
Well, for Chris Clark and Ann Holt, I have watched them since I grew up. And so to actually be able to interact with them, and I've had the opportunity to learn from both of them, is incredible.
For WMOT, I'm Sean Anfinson.
And all of us here at WMOT are proud to congratulate Sean himself, who won three journalism awards of his own over the weekend.